We report live and stuck down Thursday. I already told you. No grand fool.
It's your motherfucking boy, Chain Bank.
It's your boy, the Hustler.
It's your boy, Capone.
You know what I'm saying?
We got thugging and we bugging on Thugged Out Thursdays. And guess what? You got to relax. Thugged Out Thursdays.
Reporting live. I got to go first because they always say Mike Booth don't talk, but Mike Booth is going to talk, so Mike Booth is going first. It's the East Coast pre-roll king. No grand Booth in the building. And we got guests. My partner, hit him.
It's your motherfucker. Listen, man, let me tell you something. It's your motherfucking boy, Ching Bing, and this is Thugged Out Thursdays, and guess what? You gotta relax.
Oh, man.
Tell him, Cassidy. What's going on, Cassidy? Tell him, man.
I go by the name of Cassidy, the problem, the hustler, the bars, that's the chicken. I'm head over. We head. Thanks for having me.
Tell him.
We gotta let the legend introduce
himself. Yeah, you know, I go by the name of Capone. I go by the name of El Paga, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name of whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late to the shootout. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it, man.
I'm in the building.
This is Thugged Out Thursday. And when you hear that gotta relax, you know that's our shit. When you hear he killed that, just know that's our shit. So all you bite motherfuckers, stay out our motherfucking lane, because we don't use our signals.
Listen, man, let's get this shit going. I should have practiced my intro a little bit more. You know the Step Down Thursday, everything goes. You know your intro gotta be big. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta have a big intro.
Yeah, sound like but you know,
it's a pleasure for us to have you in the building, Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been around for, you know, more than...
More than a dub,
you know what I'm saying? I heard you mention it earlier that Nori put you on your first feature.
I don't want to say it was the first one. I'm not sure.
Gave him a shot.
But one of the first big niggas that put me on the record.
He's one of the first big niggas that came to the studio when I was a young nigga
before I even had records out.
How old was you?
I probably was around like 19, 20, something like that.
I don't remember exactly.
Y'all gotta look it up.
You still look young, B. Google that shit up. Hit us back. It's Thugged Out Thursdays.
It was a long time ago. I know I was a kid. It was before niggas was calling me out, before niggas even knew what I was capable of. And he seen potential in me real early. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
A lot of niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? He actually the nigga that put me on. Like, you know what I'm saying? With that. Banned from TV and shit like that as well.
Shout out to Swiss, y'all. Shout out to the general too, man. That's right.
How you met Swiss, like, you know, and got your situation? Was that your first situation?
As far as signing a deal with majors, I met Swiss because I met his pop in Philly when I was around like 16. And I was on this radio show called The Cypher in Philly. It was on 103.9 at the time. Zulu had it. And it was like where you battle a bunch of niggas and all that. So I was battling niggas, smashing them, and that's how I got my name up. Swiss Pop came to Philly looking for the hottest niggas, so he found me and brought me to New York. And that's how I got my first deal with Rough Riders when I was 17.
Wow.
Swiss was the hottest producer on Rough Riders at the time, so that's how we started to develop a relationship. When he wanted to get his own record deal and his own record label, he said he wanted me as an artist. I was in a group at the time, Larceny Family. It was a three-man group. And that's how he wanted me as a solo artist. So that's how I went solo. And, you know what I mean? We started.
So you went with him to battle when you had the battle with Freeway. You went with Swiss. You was already working with Swiss? Or he was like, yo, come on. After that, y'all started working?
No, I was already signed to Swiss at that time. We was already in the studio working. We had already had a deal at that time. We had already went to Cloud Davis. I got signed to G Records. We was already working at that time. It's just that the music wasn't released yet. So, I mean, the streets ain't fully know what I was capable of unless they was watching the DVDs and, you know what I mean, shit like that. I was battling heavy, so niggas on the streets knew me. But, you know, the mainstream crowd ain't know me yet because I ain't dropped no singles yet. But we was working at the time when the Freeway battle happened.
Who was in the group with you? And you say he was in the group.
Shiz Lansky and Kyle Akbar. Those are the two dudes.
What
are
they doing right now?
From Philly, yeah, from Philly.
Yeah, you can Google Google some shit that we did early in our career. We was actually on our Ride or Die, Rough Rider, Ride or Die Volume 2.
Okay.
And we aired that out, and we was on Volume 3 too. So when we was working on a lot of music, and like I'm a good nigga, right? I was a solo artist, and I met Swiss Pop, and he told me to come to New York. Mm-hmm. Those were just my homies that came out there with me.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
When they was ready to give me a deal, I'm like, yo, they don't know that we not a group. Y'all know my raps, I know y'all shit. Let's just go in there and act like we a group, and y'all could probably get a deal too, because I was looking out for them niggas. So
real nigga shit.
That's how we went in there and they start liking us, so we came up with the name Larceny and became a group that day. When we went
to the
that's somebody, well, what's the name there, right? With State Property there, like, but damn, he made the niggas a group.
Yeah, people thought they all knew each other. Yeah. They were just different dudes.
Nah, but the difference is we knew each other, like we was homies. We knew each other raps, like we was a clique. We was from the same block, same hood and all that. So we knew each other shit, but I just was a solo artist. Mm. So because they was my homies, I'm like, man.
Fuck it, we here.
Y'all can get an opportunity. We can get an opportunity to get a deal together as a group. Fuck it, let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's how we did it, and that's how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? But Swiss wanted me as a solo artist. He didn't want us as a group.
Wow.
So you know what I'm saying?
Swiss didn't want the headache. So
when Swiss hit you, because Swiss got a lot of aura. Swiss is like, yo, I need you, Cassidy. We could go to the moon, and you're like, all right, let's do it. What was on your mind? Sounding with Swiss Beats, like, you know what I'm saying? Swiss Beats is hitting hard.
Well, you know, at the time, like, we already put in a lot of work, so you thinking about that now. But at the time, it's like, he was still new and fresh, you know what I'm saying? And I was always hungry. When I first signed the Rough Riders, I wanted to put out a record the first day. You know what I mean? And I got signed when I was like turning 17. And I ain't put out my first album until I was 21.
Wow.
So that was years and years of being signed and being around white niggas.
Yeah.
Being
nah,
in
niggas telling you, yo, you can't, we going through that now. Everybody's like, yo, what's up? Need this record. I'm like, you gotta relax. Streets is talking, you gotta relax. It's hard when you sign, right?
I be telling niggas like this, man. Well, whatever you do in life, you know what I'm saying? You want to be successful, you got to put time in. Like these NBA niggas, they be playing ball since they be little-ass kids, little boys shooting jump shots. Played through middle school, high school, college. Then they got to go to the NBA, you know what I'm saying? That's years and years of practice and just work before they get lit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to be a doctor, you got to go to elementary school, high school, college, then graduate school, then another doctor school, and all this other shit. To get your degree, then you gotta become. You gotta do all these steps to get paid first.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But then a nigga wanna rap, then they just wanna start rapping on Wednesday. A nigga say they hot on Thursday, then they like, all right, by Friday or Saturday, I wanna deal. I wanna have a Benz and
that's
chains.
That's the fucking internet doing that shit.
Right.
And it's like, that ain't how it work, man. You gotta put in time, you gotta put in work, you gotta be dedicated to your craft.
Right.
At least putting in at least 4 hours a day doing something with your craft. How the fuck you expect to get paid and you ain't even working 4 hours a day? It's like, but that's so, how most niggas is with this shit.
What was like some of the things, like, you know, you had to do, like when you were signed and that you was around that, you know, made you tougher in the game when you did drop your album when you was 21?
Everything is a grind. I mean, everything. I was in thousands of battles though. You know, DNY. They used to take me around city to city just battling niggas. Niggas used to come to the studio every day, sometimes 15 deep, 20 deep of niggas that rap, and I battle all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then they'll leave and 20 more coming, then I battle all of them same day. That's how it was so many battles. Niggas think that number is like unbelievable.
Right.
But it wasn't like today where it's like battles set up on smacking you. Like, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It was like on site, and I was running through a lot of niggas like, because everywhere I was going, I was popping shit, I'm the best. And a lot of niggas rap, so I was running through niggas, like, you know what I'm saying?
You definitely.
But a lot of times it was quick. Like, most of the time it just
give it up real quick.
He killed that.
One, two, three. He killed that.
Wick.
He said a lot, most of the times it was good. But he said that mad cool.
A couple bars you spit, a nigga can see they ain't on your level, so it'll be over with. Niggas don't want to rap after that.
Nah,
you only, it's rarely you'll find a nigga that feel like he could go back and forth with you.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Could you name any, like, one or two people that you think that they balls was up there with you that's in the game that you battled now? I mean, that you battled back then?
That bars was up there with me?
Right. That you think that nobody?
Nah, not up there with me. I mean, a lot of people did good. Or probably did better than others.
Let me tell you something, right? We street niggas, right? So at the end of the day, you street. Like, we know you very street. You got talent. You spit, and you've been through situations that real niggas can relate to. Because shout out Meek Mills, they just freed Meek Mills.
Free Meek Mills. We toasted for you, Meek.
Certain people wouldn't relate to that type of environment. Cause they have.
Before you go on, since you picked that beat, you got to pick up the Sixers. We have the Sixers.
Y'all looking good. Y'all looking good. Y'all got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, big up the Eagles.
Got the Super Bowl. Y'all looking good.
They got the college championship.
I think it's something in the water because everybody's winning. I'm about to open a store in Philly or something. Cause I gotta win. Everybody's winning.
We should open up a sneaker store, a sneaker store.
It's hard out there, so it's hard. You know what I mean? Niggas is fighting so hard and struggling so hard.
The streets is hard. I've been in the ghetto of Philly.
It's making niggas want to win. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way out.
Philly is real. Philly's the blocks is so small in Philly. Shit is not a game. Well, anyway, shout outs to Philly. Shout out to last time I was in Philly, no bullshit. I was at FDC Philly. Trust me, I was in the town that I love because, you know, my family from Philly too. So I'm like, wow. But anyway, that's another story. But going back to, like I was saying about you, that you're so real, that people relate to you, a lot of young MCs. Well, it's a new era and time, but like you said, you was finishing niggas up quick, fast, like Bruce Lee style. What up? So my whole thing is, you still look young. You look good for your age. Listen to me. You look great. You look like a little kid still. You know what I'm saying? God bless you. What words of wisdom could you give the new wave? Because it's a new wave. You see the new rap, the new wave. It's crazy. You don't know
about mumble rap.
Yeah. I mean, mumble rappers. I mean, it tell us. You know what I'm saying? What you think, Cassie?
Well, one thing about mumble rap is I think the category got widened to too many rappers that don't even mumble. You know what I'm saying? Just because they're not that lyrical and they're not using a lot of figurative language, they get put in the mumble category when you understand what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, like the Migos, like they're not mumble rappers. Like I understand them, they lyrical, they piecing up sometimes. 2, 3, 4 syllables, like, you know what I'm saying? And making sense, saying what they want to say. Like, I fuck with them niggas. So it's like when you try to put certain niggas in the mumble category, I don't agree with it. But it is certain niggas that do get on records and really mumble. You know what I'm saying? And those is the mumble rapper category niggas, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it ain't nothing wrong with that. There's always been niggas doing dumb shit.
Coming on a record.
Just doing dumb shit that I don't agree with, like at all times. Like, and depending on my age or what I was into at the time, it depends on how I take the music. A lot of that music is for kids. So when I was a kid, I used to like a lot of shit that I would never like now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was dancing to MC Hammer Heavy. Niggas was under John Don the Hammer, Don the Heavy D. And, you know what I'm saying? Don Kid and play dances and shit in the house parties.
That
and
was
Don. All this shit that I don't really like. Like, I don't play that shit now. Like, I would never listen to that shit now. But that shit was that wave then, because that's what all the dancers went to. And you a kid, you not in the street yet. You don't really know. Like, what's if a right? Nigga thorough or not, if that's going to get the bitches or not, if you're not even worrying about that, you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So you dancing around thinking about stupid shit. So when we try to tell these kids they ain't that wave, it's like, how can you tell them that? They ain't in the bag you in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They definitely
it always been niggas doing stupid shit, and then they ain't never going to stop. It always
we
been
always
niggas
been ahead on
weird.
The bag, right, y'all?
It's always been niggas
trying to wear. You know, you got real niggas and weirdos. That's the two separations.
That's just life. It's always going to be like that. I think niggas going too hard on the niggas that's up and coming right now, and they just kind of frustrated because they can't find a life. You just got to figure out how to blend waves. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I came, it was niggas that came before me, and they had to figure out how to blend the shit I was doing. All this figurative language and punchlines and all this crazy shit. If you ain't incorporate that into your shit somehow, some way, you was lost. And that was the new wave. It's like, you can't hate it. You got to just figure this shit out. Now, the different wave is the beats per minute, the energy, the different, you know what I'm saying, the different bounce. You could do different dances. And all the kids want to do their new dances. And if you rap into the old boom bap beats, they can't dance the same to it. So they feel like it's old school even though it's not. So you can't just hate the new wave and do an old wave all the time. Of course there's going to be people that like the old wave that's pleased with it, but what about the young niggas? Mm-hmm. You got to do both. You got to blend that shit all together. You got to mix and match it. You got to put all that shit together. But don't knock the young boys. Just show them how to do it better. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You can't knock
the young boys. These young niggas do a lot of shit better than the older niggas. And one thing they do better is they catch better tempo. Like, they got better flows. Like, they could catch beats per minute better. Like a double time beat. That a lot of little niggas could get on and flow right away. Like, soon as they hear the beat, they could start flowing to it. Mm-hmm. And the older nigga wouldn't know how to flow to it. And when he do, it's like slow. It's not wavy. It's not dance to it. It's like it sound off slightly.
It's a different time.
It sound off slightly. Like, even though if you want beat a little bit, you kind of off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So these melodies that these young boys is coming up with is like new wave. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So they do things better than the older niggas. They just got to figure out how to do the things that they not doing that the older niggas was doing. And that's being creative with lyrics, having figurative language. You know what I'm saying? Being original with your sound and going in your own direction once you do find them beats per minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking and I think that's our responsibility to just show them. Got to give them give them something to follow to know how to do it, and then they'll start doing it.
Speaking about beats, I want to go back to Swiss Beats. Like, how is your relationship right now?
That's my brother. We family. Like I told you, his dad was my first manager. TD, the negotiator.
Yeah. Shout out to TD.
You know what I'm saying? His uncles was my first CEOs. Like, we family. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's deeper than just me being signed to Swiss. So we always going to have a relationship.
Shout out to Swiss.
Regardless.
I fuck with Swiss.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of Swiss. He working on a lot. He doing a lot. Summer Jam, a lot of stuff coming up with Swiss, man.
I know you're going to tear that stage up, boy.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of my bro, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry, I apologize.
It's all grab it down, baby.
So, I don't know if you check out Thugged Out Thursday, but we had AR Ab on the podcast. You know, I know y'all had a situation back, you know, when y'all both got locked up together. You know, how y'all relationship right now?
We didn't get locked up together.
Nah, they was locked up together. Well, I guess he said you was leaving and he was there, like, or something like that. He said something to the friend. He said that he actually...
Y'all was on the run.
No, there was... Like, I think he was getting bailed out or he was coming through the system and he reached out to you and was like, yo, son, I need a lawyer. And you said you got him. Or something like that to that extent. It was something like that.
I'm not really sure.
It's not that serious.
I don't want to get it mixed up. Or, you know, I'm introduced AR to the world.
Yeah, he said it. He said you said you was going to make him a millionaire. He said you told him, he said, don't worry, fuck with me, I'm going to make you a millionaire. We respect that. He definitely kept it 100. That's what he said.
Well, I'm not saying those is my words. Those his words. Yeah. That's his memory. Yeah. I don't remember saying the same things that he remember.
Yeah.
But I do remember putting them on, you know what I'm saying, believing in them and giving them an
opportunity.
Not just giving them an opportunity, but giving them a direction. Mm-hmm. Like, the in order to get on, like, what he could win at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, creating that Top Goon and Philly image. Like, I knew you had to ride with that in order to fit in. Because making music is difficult. You know what I'm saying? So you got to figure out what lane and how you going to stick out and how you going to get your core audience. And I knew that's where he could get it at.
Wow.
So creating that is what we first started doing when I met him. Like, one of my homies used to always talk about him and say that he could rap and he was nice and all that. But I never really was interested. I never really, like, paid it too much attention. But he kept telling me about him. So eventually I went down there and I heard him. And he was nice. Him and a couple of the other niggas that was down there rapping was nice. So I started fucking with him a little bit, going down there, checking him out, giving him a little bit of advice. And the first time I was going to bring him to New York was the same day that the situation happened that we caught the case over. It was the first time I was about to bring him to New York to record. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we was working or like they was my artists or nothing. It's like, you know, some niggas that you meet, like, oh, I'll fuck with you. I'm going to bring you up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first time that I was really about to bring him up was the night that the incident happened. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna really get into all that. Nah, I just want niggas to know that
it's love.
The incident that happened, the friend that I told you that me and AR had that introduced this got into something. Like, make a long story short, the dude start choking him. AR and them kind of like rolled on the ball to get him off him, and I neutralized the situation because I knew the dude that was choking him. And that's choking how it went who? Down.
Choking the boy that was with.
Oh,
niggas.
Okay, copy.
But like, listen. Like, you the friend, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you the friend in between me and AR. You AR, you the friend that introduced this. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you just a random dude. Mm-hmm. You come up, you start choking you. You know what I'm saying? AR and the rest of the homies jump on the ball to get him off of you. But I know the ball, and I know the reason why he choking you. So I neutralized the situation. And that's where the energy started from. The whole event started from where, you know what I mean? It started getting negative. So, you know what I mean? I gave them some guns. And that's how I caught the case, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I gave them some guns so that they could feel safe. You know what I'm saying? And then the situation went wrong. Mm-hmm. But the dudes that was where they are is the ones that got me locked up. They said I was the shooter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the part he's leaving out. Mm-hmm. He's not telling y'all this part. He's saying, like y'all, I think the world think that, like, somebody was trying to do something to me, and he helped me and caught a body for me. And, like, that's what that's what the world think. But it wasn't that. It's like, it was a situation that they was in. And his homies told on me and got me locked up. You know what I'm saying? So whatever going on, it's like shit happens in the street. But I'm the cash cow. It's like, I'm cash. I'm on. I'm about to drop on my Hustler album. It's like, I'm lit. I ain't supposed to be going to jail for this shit.
Right, that's right.
Like, wise niggas. Yeah. So his homies is the ones that got me locked up and him locked up.
Wow.
Like, how you think he got locked up? Like, mm-hmm. That's how he got locked up. Like, niggas told, made statements. I got my discovery. So it's like, that's how we got locked up. And when I got locked up, I had to fight my case, get my lawyers, and hopefully get back home. When I beat my case and I'm coming out, he was coming in from
court. That's why. That's what the time. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, because he said he asked you for a lawyer.
He's on the run, right?
Yeah, but my cell was open because I'm getting out.
Yeah.
About to
let
me out.
Yeah,
and I had him call a name, and I'm thinking that's him. I'm like, oh, hey, like, yo, come here, yo. And he come in the cell that I was already in.
Yeah.
And we start talking. First of all, I want to talk about the fact that your homies is the ones that the reason why we booked. Like, yep, the niggas that you vouch for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know the niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? They his homies. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, if I know Capone, this my man. If I come around you tonight, and you got three niggas with you, and you like, yo, these my niggas, man. My niggas, boom, nigga. These my niggas, man. Don't worry about shit. They got anything. Mm-hmm. All right.
You're good.
On the strength of you. Yeah. Not on the strength of them. I ain't see them do shit. I don't know them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the strength of that, I fuck with you. I'm going to take your word for it. And that's how I was with them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And those the niggas that told on us and got us locked up.
Wow.
So that's what I wanted to talk to them about. And also tell them that the only reason why I got, like, I had to do 10 years of probation for that shit.
Wow.
I had to do that 18 months for the involuntary manslaughter. Like, I got a lot of backlash from that.
You lost out. You lost out.
That I ain't had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm a man with mine.
Did you think that hurt your career?
Nah, but I talk this street shit, and it's like a lot of niggas talking, but don't they be facing 2 to 4s and be telling on everybody. It's like, nigga, I'm facing life. I'm never coming home again. You know what I'm saying? They used to come to me every day and told me if I told on AR, I could go home today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could go home today. All charges drop if you just say that you'll come to court and talk on this nigga.
That's what they do.
They used to tell me that a lot. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they do.
But I ain't make one.
I gotta show them what six do to them.
But listen, me, I didn't make one statement. I ain't even plead the fifth the whole time I was booked. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. And because of the fact that I came home like a man, that's why I was talking about the case. Not trying to say I caught the body or I killed the nigga. In the Innocent Man song, I come home talking about I'm an innocent man. Yeah. Shouting the nigga out, telling him I wasn't saying I caught the actual murder. What I'm saying is, that's how you're supposed to carry it when shit go down if you're involved in it. Right. You're not supposed to tell on everybody. Like, how can I be me, the nigga that I'm him, and I just tell on everybody?
Thug Thursday.
But I would have came home the next day, dropped I'm a Hustler album, been on tour like all these other niggas, and niggas would have forgot about it. But that's just not the type of nigga I am, and that's why I was talking about it. But even to make a long story short, his homies told on me, not him, so I ain't hold him responsible. So everything that you could Google that me and AR did, all them mixtapes, all them songs, all that shit we did, was after the situation, after the case, after we both came home.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we did all the music, all the videos. That's when, hey, I got my drink and my two-step with me, praying in a circle. That was all after the case.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So all of the work that we put in and everything we did was after your niggas already told on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, lawyer money, I need some fucking lawyer money. You know how much money I'm missing right now? This is the height of my career, and I can't get no money. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, I came out and got in an accident. So that's even more money I'm missing. It's like, I still put niggas...
How was that, man? An accident, man. How was that, man? How was that?
But I just want to say, too, like what I told you, I was signed to Rough Riders when I was 17. I ain't drop an album till I was 21.
Wow.
Like,
4 years later.
Them niggas was getting big deals at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know exactly what they was getting because I ain't in their meetings, but they was getting big million-dollar deals at that time. They was driving around in big cars, big jewelry, big houses. They was doing the most at the time. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't coming to the... It's not like... Swiss and DNY and niggas just coming to the studio every day giving me money and giving me clothes and bringing me shit. It's like, gotta figure that shit out on your own. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, we giving you an opportunity to turn this shit around. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't here. I'm not your father. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta figure that shit on your own. Not saying they ain't giving you nothing. Not saying, but.
Nah, but basically.
They not giving you no nothing. They might bring you some McDonald's here and there. Like kissing them when I used to go to his block. He used to make his homies give me a dub or something. Drag used to come to the studio and give me weed. You know what I'm saying? Here and there. But they didn't give me nothing. No money. No survival money. You on your own. And that was for 4 or 5 years before I started getting to a bag. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it go. So, when niggas get around you and they expect that just soon as they get around you, don't put in no work and everything just turn around for them. And that's not how it go in no business. And anybody that been in the business know that. Only niggas that think it go like that is niggas that never been in the business.
Never been in the business.
People looking from the outside and think, oh, he's down with Jay-Z. Jay-Z worth $1 billion. He got to have 10 million. No, he don't got to have 10 million.
And I'm a Cancer, but I think like more like a Libra because my wife and my kids are. It's like I like to be fair. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything got to be balanced and fair. So it's like this. You got to put in the work before you start getting stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to get it together, especially when I'm not even the nigga that got it all the way. It's not like I'm puffing. I'm sitting on all these type of situations and shit like that where I could just put niggas in position automatically. Nah, like, I'm on the ground. We got to get to it. So that's how it go.
Yo, Cassidy, man, you've been holding it down for years. God bless.
It's like this. If I give you, something, like if I give you some weed here and there and I give you a little bag of chips and I buy you a cheesesteak and you never did nothing for me, then I'm on the up and up. You can't be mad at me and say, yo, why he ain't buy me a sting? Why he ain't give me a Ben, a Bentley, and why he ain't do all this extra shit? It's like, yo, I'm still looking for my bag of chips, my weed, all my shit I did for you. You still ain't do nothing back for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be fair somehow. You know what I'm saying? And I could see how the world thought it was fair because they just had misinformation. But, you know, truth come to light eventually.
Thugged Out Thursdays. I would like to ask you, if you don't mind, the accident. How did that happen? Like,
I think it was raining.
Yeah.
But we was just driving. I was about to go pick up Neo the Matrix. He a producer that I was working with. We was about to go pick him up. We was in Jersey and shit. And it was me. The friend that I told you that me and AR got together, he was in the car with me. two of my other homies, Grady, he with Full Surface Records. He was like the head A&R at Full Surface when we was there.
And yeah, then, I know Grady, Grady my dude.
Then Panther, my Pakistan man, he was driving and he was going to go pick up Neo. And some shit, truck swerve out of control. It hit me on my door though. It hit my door. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got hurt the worst, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I was in a coma, I had amnesia for a long time. I ain't even remember shit like I'm a hustler in a hotel. Like records I performed a thousand times, I couldn't even remember that shit. And I used to see that shit on TV, niggas having amnesia, and I used to be like, how can you forget?
Right.
I understand
that shit. That
shit
happened to you, right?
That shit happened though, that shit. It's like I forgot the last 15 years of my life, so I ain't forget everything. I could remember shit like if I knew you for like when I was a kid or like my... Like, I could remember certain shit, but a lot of the time period, I forgot. No, so, like, even people like Swiss, when he come to see me, like, I don't fully remember him. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, how you got your memory back? Like, how did that play out?
It's just like, when the outside of your body get hurt, you know what I mean? It bruise up and then it take time to heal. Just like how your brain do, just bruise up and it take time to heal. Mm. Slowly but surely.
It came back,
you know what I'm saying? You start getting everything. You wake up remembering a little more, looking at pictures, watching videos, listening to music, hearing stories, seeing people, faces, things that you used to. And then just start coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like 4 to 6 months later, I had most of my memory back. I still can't remember the accident, though. Mm-hmm. Like from the time I got in the car that day, I can remember that when I got in the car and closed the door. And then I can't remember until I woke up out the coma. Mm-hmm.
Well, God bless them and woke them up.
What you working on nowadays?
I'm working on a lot. I got a new project coming out, though, that I'm working on right now called Bars Is Back.
I'll
get that out real soon.
Bars Is Back. Be on the lookout for that, man.
I just shot a video the other day called One Foot in the Grave. It's like a real heartfelt pain music. It's some crazy shit. We had Kiss. Lil C's in the video, Orange Star, it was lit, man. It was a nice
All Stars, though, was dancing.
Yeah, you already know.
That's my dudes. Word. Shout out to Orange Star. Them dudes get a poppin', boy.
Yeah, he was doing this thing, man. That shit was lit. But, I'm working on that. And that's the project that's coming, but.
So you're looking good right now. You're looking at 2019. Gonna be good to you, man.
Without a question. Bars Is Back.
Any label?
Temperature changing. Niggas want to hear.
Or you just independent? Where you going with this?
Yeah, I'm not. If I do any projects with majors right now, it's gonna be just projects with other niggas or one-offs and shit with other people, but I'm independent, like, you know what I'm saying?
People don't even know one-offs still exist. They still exist.
You think
niggas get 360s easier, right now.
You think it's easier now to get on than when you came up?
It depends on what you consider on. Because, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people level with what they consider on is different. But
look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, independent. He's like one of the hottest out right now. He's
6 for 6 right now, right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't know if it's easier, if it would have been easier. I don't know. I mean, with technology, it is easier to build up a fan base without having no money no more. Because before, the reason why you needed a record deal was because the recording the studios was so expensive. Like when Reels was out, even right after that, like you needed like multiple engineers. Studios were so expensive, it's like niggas ain't have equipment like that, so you would get like karaoke sounding shit, or if you wanted a fishy sounding shit, that shit would cost a lot of money.
Right.
So to record an album worth of shit would cost so much money that you needed a deal. If you wanted to go platinum, you would have to get 1 million hard copies printed up. Right. In order to get 1 million hard copies printed up, it'd take $1 or $2. You gotta spend $1 or $2 on 1 million hard copies. That's $1 million, $2 million you need up front before you sell one record.
Right.
Where you gonna get that $1 million to $2 million from? Mm-hmm. Like, that's money. Like, to promote, to get on the radio, to let niggas know you dropping and you coming for them to want to buy your shit. That's all money. Where you gonna get that from? That shit was expensive back in the day. So you needed a deal. But now with technology, you know what I'm saying? Recording costs is low. Everybody got a studio. Everybody can put the shit together. Niggas can record easy. Niggas can put the music together out quick through the internet. and your shit don't, distribution ain't as expensive because you can put it out through the internet and it could go all around the world, so it's easier for niggas to be creative now. So right. That's a good thing.
Yo, so you still feel the love in Philly? Is this, like, for you, like, the love is still big in Philly? Like, what's up? How you feel the energy?
Philly is, I mean, I've been repping Philly for so long, Philly mine. I mean, even the young niggas that used to look up to me as on, and they old heads the niggas now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I've been putting in work for so long for Philly that I'm just happy to see teams winning. I mean, me free niggas is getting smarter, you know what I'm saying? Getting more on their business, more on their job. Niggas is starting to get more hungry and starting to spit more again. It's like, I'm excited for the city.
I got to shout out to my family in Philly, little Ching Bing over there. Who else? Papito, Booby, all them niggas, man. Wendell Lanagani. Man, that's
y'all was on Tech to Market and your cousin ran up on me.
Yeah, right, you see? Yeah, listen.
You ran down on me. Chase being cousin. Yeah. All right, nigga, don't be running up on my car.
No, let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I was rocking out in Philly. Well, my family moved to Philly like 93. And I went to Philly in 97. I had, yo, the best 2 years of my life in Philly. I came back to New York in 99. I was tight, word up. I had fun in Philly. Philly was lit. Philly that was shit felt like 88.
Philly was different in 97.
Yo, that shit felt like 88, my nigga.
Shit be changing around. Yeah. Shit ain't exactly the same as it was in 97.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm telling you about the time, the run I had. I had a run. Nice. My nigga, run. I had Wendell and Allegheny, nigga. You gotta relax, nigga. We was up there. Them niggas, let me tell you something, man. Yo, Philadelphia was the most dangerous place, too. Let's be clear, it's very dangerous over there. I'm just being honest. Every time we used to be driving around, all you see was rest in peace, and people used to drive around with cardboard boxes as license plates. Philadelphia is serious, very serious.
I'm like one of the niggas from the city that been out the longest. I mean, it's been niggas that been out longer, but I'm like one of the longest niggas that been out. Nah, yeah, and a lot of stories. Niggas began stabbed up, shot up, beat up. A lot of shit be happening to niggas in Philly, but, you know what I mean, my whole entire run, that shit never happened to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed. But it is a dangerous city. It's dangerous a lot of places, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, but, you know, what I meant, dangerous, I mean, like, I was in Philly, right? Like, you know, my first time up there, I seen a nigga get pulled over. I seen them pull out the hammer out the car and everything. Then the nigga get back in the car and don't get arrested. I'm not used to seeing shit pushing like that there. But I had to figure that out. But, well, what? I seen a nigga put a big-ass gun. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga's going to jail. Nah, nigga, just get a nigga back in the hammer. Boom. I was like, yo, Philly is real. Niggas got license to carry out there. Niggas ain't playing. Niggas got their hammer too now.
Yo, Cass, I just look like the black cloud over the city, man. Every time niggas talk about it, niggas talk about it like it's wild.
I love Philly.
Niggas like, we winning. We winning.
I love Philly.
Sixers winning.
We should be in Philly, Paul.
The thing is, Philly was the first pop-up.
Niggas
pop
out getting money.
Philly Cass.
All y'all niggas that want
to
get money.
Cass.
Open up companies, go out there. Y'all regulators, yeah, stop being scared. Go out there and sign niggas.
But listen.
All y'all niggas that want to get hair, want to get that wave, go out there. That's where it's at. Stop being scared like y'all going to get your hair blown off and all that. I'm not promoting that. Like, it's violence everywhere, man. It's violence everywhere. Niggas wildin'
niggas. Shout out to Philly,
and there's pussies in Philly, too. There's rats. There's niggas ratting right now in Philly. Niggas telling right now. All these niggas that be playing like they goons, there's niggas right now working with the cops. Right now in Philly.
Right now?
Just like it's rats anywhere else and there's goons there. There's niggas blow your head off. Just like it's a nigga that'll blow your head off in fucking Brooklyn. There's a nigga that'll blow your head off in Detroit where I just left. It's a nigga that'll blow your head off in Dubai while I was just at.
Guess me, do you feel you reached your dream yet?
Nah, not at all. Until it's over, it ain't over. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still grinding, I'm still cooking, I'm still putting shit together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as far as artists go, I'm like underrated. Like, I never like.
Nah,
reached,
you are, man.
I never
you got
reached,
balls, man.
I never reached the
pedestal. Yo, my favorite shit,
I
seen your shit, so only when I got into my hotel.
I think you was on your way, then you got into the, you got the, you caught the case, and then the car accident. But you working with any artists right now, like, for your new project?
Nah, the jail and the car accident just made me stronger. I just don't want y'all to think that
That was a sign of his weakness.
Nah, I don't like how the media promote, like, when people don't get the opportunity no more. It's like, because they not creative no more, they fell off. Because my core audience hear me spit all the time and know that I took this shit to a whole nother level. Your like, piece. I mastered the science of this shit. So it don't got nothing to do with that. It's sick. Just like, if you in the loop, then you in the loop, you lit. Right. Like, Hotel, if you listen to that, like, we could go get it cut in. But you know what happened. We be under the covers, making love to each other. Uh-huh. That's playing with the music. That's not really lyrical. It's no real figurative language. Like, that's so easy for me to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And those are the songs y'all remember because that's what the machine was behind.
Yeah, right.
That's what was getting the most radio play. Yeah, so that's what niggas was really going to the hotel.
And R. Kelly. And R. Kelly was on it.
When they heard that on the radio. So that's why it's a big thing to you.
Very
you
know what I'm saying?
And it could be other shit that I came up with that's not getting that much push. So you might hear it once and fuck with it, but it ain't constantly in your head. So you don't got no type of memories like that. You know what I'm saying?
But you're not even one of them type of rappers, though. Like, you the type of rapper that, like, certain motherfuckers, they only listen to motherfuckers' radio records.
Right.
They only listen to the records that they heard on radio. Mm-hmm. You the type of artist that whenever you drop a freestyle, whenever you drop a record that's not being heard on radio, people is checking for them.
Yeah,
they
course.
Check it because they know that what they're going to get is substance.
And I'm like a new artist, like I just came out. Like, even though y'all looking at me like a vet, like y'all looking at the old shit I did because y'all can remember that. But there's certain kids that wasn't bored, like they don't know about that. Like, all they remember is, like, you know what I'm saying, some shit that I just did. Like, maybe they probably came alive when I did. I'm getting bit, head with your business, I'm giving you the heads up, like, you know what I'm saying? When I did the record, and then they like, yo, that's crazy, and then that shit do 11 or 12 million on YouTube, and it's just going crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
So they might know me from that point on, you know what I'm saying? So all that shit, you talking about Hotel, and when you used to battle this and do that, it's like, I don't really... know that, so like, good. I just know this new nigga that just dropped some new shit the other day, like, you know what I mean, punch him in your mouth, little nigga, I'll knock your tooth out, like, the nigga that did that, or I just seen his nigga
that's
on
that
the
nigga, what's his name? That's Cassidy.
Yeah, but I did that over, and then it's like, or it's like, I just dropped some shit, I got a lot of guns, but I just bought another one, some shit with T-Rock, or where the fuck you been, huh? Where the fuck you been? Like, them songs that I perform now is like newer, wavier records that young boys probably know now and don't know that old shit.
Yeah, dope.
So, I'm not trying to keep, like, hitting niggas in the head with that old shit because I'm the best now.
Yeah.
Like, if I see a lot of niggas come.
Pound.
Nah, no disrespect to these old heads, but a lot of old heads come on the show and they got to talk about the old shit because they not doing nothing now.
Thug Thursdays. There's always a point in a podcast where I say, fuck it, B, we gonna keep it street. You know what I'm saying? We got Cassidy 2018, nigga. You gotta relax.
We gotta relax.
On three, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3, you gotta relax. Oh, that's what's up. We got Cassidy in the motherfucking building.
We got Cassidy.
2018, fuck it, B, we gonna keep it street. We going to make sure y'all tune in, man, because this is the hottest podcast in New York City. You got to relax.
Thugged Out Thursday.
Bars is back. Bars spitting them. I feel like I'm on my own over here. I'm really from Philly. We in New York, and I feel like I'm at home over here. My man, he recording on the phone over here. Sipping my wet. Sean Don with my nigga Capone over here. I'm cooking narcotic, you looking for product to grind? Just locking my line and text, I got the guap when it's time. The work on the block is the bomb, best pot you could find. Exotic is top of the line and I got it in dimes. I diss niggas, bitch niggas know not to respond, cause they frail, get the bud mailed in a box of Qurans. I put a safe in the place when I got it designed, but feel safe stashing cake in the box of LeBron's. Cause I could box and take guns out the box when it's time. You a son of a bitch, you a lot like your pop and your mom. I'm kinda young, but the gun that I got in my palm older. I bought it from a soldier that got it in Nam. I don't bite my tongue, I say what I got on my mind. But technically I'm talking foul like a shot from the line. Any battle that's not for the guap I decline. To challenge the king, you gotta get my account in the ring. My name ringing, I'm a different amount in the ring. I'm only charging more cause I never lost before. If we talked before, you must have been talking about the chicken, though I doubt that I listen, because you out of position. I got a Smith in there to put niggas out of commission. You better never cross me, I ain't got a religion. Thousands of Percocets, I ain't got a prescription. And I got the bricks in for the addicts that got an addiction. Listen, we never really had rap beef, because if we really had beef, you would have got your ass beat. Then after that, I let your abs meet. The ICE pick, I'm trying to see shit you ate last week. Or grip the steel, stick it in your grill, blast heat. Lord knows it'll get bloody, bad seats. Your ass sweet, you not the type to do the shooting. Who you fooling? If it's rounds on your waist, then you hula hooping. I'm like the new school Huey Newton. But if Huey saw y'all new dudes, it'll have Huey puking. You be shooting and who you shooting. You be shooting with your eyes closed. Don't know who you shooting. I just made a few new
students
that'll run down on you and do the shooting. They don't do excuses. My crew is ruthless. If it's war, it's some balls in your backyard. Clap your dog, then kick your dog. You ever seen a nigga get pistol whipped before? Jaw broken, can't open and close his lips no more. Or a ball get hit with the 4/5 before. Colostomy, you probably never seen that type of shit before. You never sold a brick before, never caught a lick before. You just a boy stealing fifths of liquor out the liquor store. You bitch your whore, but the tricks don't pay you good, cause damn the A nigga gave a wood in the neighborhood. My paper good, I cash mad checks, plus you could pick it up, or I could overnight it to an address. I just had sex with a chick that's a big actress. I make the coochie cream, then she go and shoot a scene. The coupe super clean, the roof on promethazine, a downer. I'm OT with an out-of-towner, I'm a pounder. Then drop her back off where I found her. I'm high trying drive and french fries and flounder. Hey yo, this flow head drowned. The sound of my voice have rappers terrified, looking teary-eyed. Listen. I swear to God, I'm the best rapper anyone alive seen with a pair of eyes and is verified. They fear the squad, we unload the clips. And commits to get it popping, we ain't stopping till it's over with. Big gats with the strap over the shoulder lift. You get the AR, then you get the K. Noah shit. I'm growing
Thursday.
And I'm getting it off. I'm not pussy, I put that on my dick and my balls. These niggas is pissing me off, R. Kelly T, cause they very fake and hard to believe, like the Nelly Reap.
Thursday.
He killed that.
Tell you something, Cassidy. Hands down, you killed the freestyle on Thugged Out Thursdays. You body that shit. You super body that shit. You put the casket on it. You laid the rosé on it. You laid the backwood on it. Niggas gotta relax, man. You gotta relax, Cassidy. It's over, man. That's it.
Amen.
Coming through.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, man. Mad love, man. I respect you, my G.
For sharing your
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thank you, my brother.
Yo, Capone.
What's up,
yo, listen, man. Good choice, man.
I asked my brother. Yeah, I said, man. Yo, Cass, pull up.
Yeah, good
he
choice.
He said, what? Let me know what time I'm with.
Yeah, listen, man. Cassidy, oh, man. Man. Cassidy's in the motherfucking shit, building.
Love
you
back, boy.
Y'all gotta relax.
I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bangin' Mike Boop with the worthless. I see that at my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. I'm all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Chain bangin', I fuck with Mike Boop. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you just Thursday, gonna run up the views. Trap, I'm a trap. I gotta boost up the stacks. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sellin' drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain bangin' Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.